It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 6th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is forebear, spelled as one word, F-O-R-E-B-E-A-R. Forebear is a noun that means ancestor, forefather, or precursor. Here's the word used in a sentence. Although several of her male forebears had graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy, Tina was the first woman from her family to do so. The word forebear, also spelled sometimes without the initial E, F-O-R-B-E-A-R, was first used by our ancestors in the days of Middle English. Fore, F-O-R-E, means coming before, just as in forefather. And bear means one that is. This bear is not to be confused with the bear in the unrelated verb forbear, which comes from the Old English baron, meaning to bear or carry. The bear in the noun forbear is a combination of be from the verb to be, or more specifically from being, an old dialect variant of be, and ar, a form of the suffix er, which we append to verbs to denote one that performs a specified action. In this case, the action is simply existing or being. In other words, bear implies one who is a beer. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.